بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. We send our condolences to Imam Zamana on the shahadat of his Jad Hussein. The same Imam that says in Ziyarat al-Nahiya that if I was there on the day of Ashura, I would block the rain of arrows from hitting any portion of your body. That I would sacrifice my body for your body, my family for your family, my blood for your blood. But because I was not there on the day of Ashura, the Imam of our time right now is in Karbala, sitting at the head of Hussein, crying tears of blood. I know you're tired. I know you're tired. In a matter of hours, however, you will go home back with the ones that you came with. You will go back home with the ones that you came with. My sisters will go back with the same hijab and chadar that they came with. This is Shami Ghariba. Ask Zainab, when she left Medina, Qasim was there, Ali Akbar was there, Anu Muhammad were there, Abbas was there, Hussein was there. Zainab is all alone tonight. For 10 nights, our men cried for the men of Hussein. For 10 nights, our women cried for the women of Hussein. For 10 nights, our youth cried for the youth of Hussein. For 10 nights, our children cried for the children of Hussein. And we present those tears to Sayyidah Fatima tonight with the hope that Shahzadi, you accept our Qaleel mourning. If we did anything wrong in 10 nights, if we didn't cry properly, mourn properly, offer our condolences properly, please accept our apology. When Umar ibn Sa'd is given the head of Hussein after Asr Ashur, he then announces to all of those who are responsible for killing each shaheed to go and collect the head of that shaheed. The dhulm does not stop in Asr Ashur. Karbala repeats itself throughout this journey. Ashura number two, Ashura number three is now yet to come. Umar ibn Sa'd says, look, you present the head of the one that you killed to Yazid, the reward you have will be huge. The Qatil of Qasim moves his way towards the Khaymah. The Qatil of Ali Akbar moves his way towards the Khaymah. The Qatil of Om, the Qatil of Muhammad, the Qatil of Habib, all of them one by one begin to go where that tent is there, where all the shuhada are gathered. And one by one they find that I killed this Ansar, I killed this Hashimi, I killed this Jawan, I killed that individual. And one by one they pull out the body of the tent and they separate the head from the body. They separate the head from the body. They separate the head from the body. Until one man comes to Umar ibn Sa'd. Says, Umar ibn Sa'd, the one that I killed, I can't find. He says, Hurmala, you can't find the six-month-old of Hussein, the one that you shot a three-pronged arrow to kill? I can't find him, Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar ibn Sa'd now commands a few men, go with Hurmala to find the a six-month-old of Ali Asghar. One man says to Hurmala, Hurmala, I saw Hussein dig a grave in front of the tent and bury his six-month-old. So now I want you to imagine now, Hurmala and his men move towards the Khayma. They pull out the sword. They start stabbing the ground of Karbala. Rabab, your Asghar is becoming Shaheed again. When all the heads were collected, Umar ibn Sa'd says, lay out the bodies one by one. Line up the horses. The horses from the right trampled from the left. The horses from the left went to the right. And all the Shuhada of Karbala were trampled one by one. But Hussein's body was kept aside. Umar ibn Sa'd said, Hussein's body will be different. He says, I need 10 volunteers to come forward with their horses, change the hooves on their horses, and trample the body of Hussein. 10 men come forward, replace the hooves of their horses, heavy, heavy hooves, and my Muslim Imam is lying on the ground, lifeless, headless, and 10 horses trample the body of Hussein. To the point, the 10th man who was on the horse says, by Allah, when my horse trampled Hussein, I could hear the cracking of his ribs. The zulm continues. Karbala continues. Ashura continues. Now Umar ibn Sa'd moves towards the tents. They begin looting the tents. They begin snatching the chadars from the women. They set the first tent on fire. All the kids run out of the first tent, go to the second tent. They set the second tent on fire. All the women run from the second tent. Bibi Zainab goes to Imam Sajjad. Hey Sajjad, you're the Imam of our time. You're the Hujjat of Allah. Do we stay in the tent and burn to death, or do we run and save our lives? He says, Pupi Amma, it's wajib to save your life. You run from the Khaymah. Now Ali, Mawla Ali, on the 21st of Ramadan, when he's brought back from the masjid on the 19th of Ramadan, he's struck with Ibn Muljim's sword. On one side is Hassan, on one side is Hussein, behind him are his Hassab, behind him are the Ahli Kufa. And they're all accompanying Ali back to the house. And as they get closer to the home of Ali, our Mawla turns to Imam Mustafa, says, Hassan, tell the men to leave now. But Mawla, they're your companions. They want to share in your pain and share in your grief, be beside us during our time of need. That's all fine, Hassan. That's all okay. But I don't want them to hear the cries of Zainab that come from the house. Mawla Ali, you're so worried about the cries of Zainab. 21 years later in Karbala, your same Zainab, no chadar, is running from the Khaymah. Chaos ensues. Kids are screaming, women are screaming, the tents are ablaze. There's complete chaos in the Maidan of Karbala. Hamid ibn Muslim narrates that in that chaos I saw the yatim, four-year-old Sakina of Hussein, run out of the Khaymah, and her kurta, her shirt, was caught on fire. Hamid says, I approached the orphan of Hussein, and Sakina right away said, please, if you're here to slap my face, Hurmala already slapped my face. If you're here to snatch my earrings, look in my ears, there's blood flowing, I have nothing left. Hamid says, no, I'm not here to slap you or snatch you, I'm here to put the fire out. Sakina now runs towards the Maidan of Karbala. Baba, Baba. Bibi Zainab now begins to collect the children. Umm Kulthum says, Zainab, everybody is accounted for except for the yatim of Hussein. Because Hussein told Zainab, Zainab, I'm leaving now to give my life two things. Number one, don't forget me in Salat al-Layl. Number two, take care of my Sakina. Zainab says, Umm Kulthum, where is Sakina? I don't know, Shahzadi. Look for her everywhere in this chaos, in the darkest of the nights. Somebody says that, Zainab, I saw Sakina run towards the Maidan of Karbala. Bibi Zainab now goes into the Maidan of Karbala. She finds Sakina sitting at the body of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Zainab asks her one question. Hey Sakina, you recognize the body because of the head. This body of your father's doesn't have a head on it. How do you know that this is the body of your father? She says, Zainab, I entered the Maidan. Baba, where are you? Baba, where are you? From this very headless body, Ya Bunaya! Come, my Sakina, come. Bibi Zainab takes Sakina back. They begin now to round up the children. Wal-Mal'un narrates in Tamasidua. He says that I was with this qafila from Karbala to Kufa to Sham, back to Karbala, back to Medina. I heard every cry, I heard every wail, I saw every musibah, I saw it all. And years later, I forgot most of it. But there's this one cry that even now, years later, keeps me up at night. He describes that moment that Umar ibn Sa'd, in the 11th of Muharram now, after Sham al-Ghariba happens, begins now to prep this Bani Hashim Qafila to move towards Kufa. He says in the most cruelest fashion, that I'm not gonna take you through the normal route. I'm gonna take your qafila, Zainab and Sajjad, through the Maidan of Karbala, so you could see the bodies that you're leaving behind. This Maloon says that this qafila now enters the Maidan of Karbala. One by one, they send their last salams and ziyarat to the bodies of the shuhada. But there came a moment where Sajjad and Zainab approach the trampled body of Hussein, the lifeless body of Hussein, the headless body of Hussein. He says, at that moment, the moment that Bibi Zainab laid her eyes on Hussein, the first time since the Le Zainabia, he says she laid out a shriek, a cry. That cry I will never forget. She looked at the body of Hussein and she says, Anta akhi, ey bhaiya, is that you? She then narrates, Bibi Zainab narrates, my last riwayat. Imam Sajjad comes off the horse, sits beside his father. Bibi Zainab says, I'm watching Sajjad's face. It's turning colors as I talk. I'm watching him turn white and turn pale and get weak, all the while crying for his father, crying for his father, crying for his father. I felt the need, Bibi Zainab says, to go and grab Sajjad. She says, Sajjad, it's time to go. Sajjad, it's time to go. Imam Sajjad says, Puppy Amma, looks at her with tears rolling down his face. He says, answer me one question. Have you ever heard of a son leaving his father on the plain like this, unburied, no coffin, no dirt? Ya Sajjad, accept our condolences. Matame Hussein, Ya Hussein.